You know, could there be any? It couldn't be a lot of things worse in the world of sports. That is, let's qualify it for that. Than being an LSU fan who got yourself like four seats on the 50-yard line.
Yeah,
you know,
and they only saw their team once.
Yeah,
up close.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you get it. Yeah, you
and
get
that was in the fourth quarter when you were already on Bourbon Street, yeah, probably yeah, you, by then, right?
You keep hoping for an ROI, and it doesn't happen.
Yeah,
and I don't know. I guess they sell beer there. I don't know if they do or not. I'm not sure.
At the Superdome.
Yeah. Pretty good chance.
Don't act like you don't know.
Yeah, right. And I did a ball game there once, but I was working, so I couldn't.
Then I can say unequivocally they do sell.
Okay,
they do
right,
sell
okay,
beer.
All right, that's
for all events.
That was my only trip to the Superdome.
They sold it for the 1999 Sugar Bowl.
Oh, well, there you go.
I know that. So.
Well, and the thing is it cheaper? And one of the they did show one shot of Bourbon Street and. And everybody seemed to be, or a lot of people seemed to be in shirt sleeves, so I guess the weather was nice and the rain hadn't gotten there yet.
Yeah, yeah, I guess you're right.
And so, you know, there's no doubt that I don't know, about 4 minutes left in the third quarter, you hearing,
"Hey, the party's out here,"
you know. And because I'm sure there were bars that had the TV on,
oh, sure.
You know, that you wanted to duck in and see if your team was not sucking anymore, you could do that.
I'm sure you could have enjoyed a hurricane at Pat O'Brien's.
Yeah.
Right.
What a horrible ball game. And I didn't care who won, just like to see it be evenly matched.
Yeah.
But anyway. Honey Badger did a great job.
I tried to my biggest problem, and let me say, I do believe those were the two best teams in college football that played last night. I'm not here to argue the merits of whether or not they should have played again for the national championship, because it's not an endorsement of the BCS system.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I had to do, because it was a rematch and because there was no excitement there to see that, I almost had to pretend that one of the teams was not who they were. You know,
how'd you do that? Did you close your eyes and think that they were Minnesota or what?
I colored my television screen.
Oh, okay.
I used a Sharpie.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, Jamie really liked that.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
Well, you couldn't have called LSU Oklahoma State, because Oklahoma State would have scored last night, I really think.
I kept watching that.
They would have scored against LSU. Yeah. I don't know if they would have scored against Alabama.
I don't know.
I kept watching that thing. Well, I think they run their offense about as well as anybody in the country. But still, you're right. And don't know that Oklahoma State could have stopped either one of those teams. But nonetheless, for those folks woulda, shoulda, coulda. Yeah.
You think Oklahoma State was sitting there watching, saying woulda, coulda?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I've seen.
No, they were saying, "Stinking Iowa State, man." Well, that's what they were saying.
That's what they were saying.
Stinking Iowa State.
What happened to us? That punter for LSU is an Australian dude.
Yeah.
And boy, I tell you, he's got a fluid motion. That guy extends his leg up about as high as anybody. I mean, very Ray Guy-ish, I thought. And I thought he was an outstanding punter. But
they
didn't have much else to talk about.
Scott's breaking down the mechanics.
I'm just saying.
Right.
If you're an LSU fan, you going to talk about?
I guess he was busy last night. How many punts did he
have? Yeah, no kidding. He probably was. Yeah. Anyway.
That was the old football game.
The Supremes. The Supremes talking about Texas yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, we got
the guys in robes.
Yeah, those.
And the girl.
We got this problem with the state's congressional districts. You know, and we got courts all over the country looking at this thing, because see, there's some San Antonio judges who went ahead and drew something up, and of course it all started with the legislature drawing something up, and because Texas is one of 17 states that has mistreated minorities before, anytime we redistrict the map, we got to take it in and let somebody look at it,
mm-hmm.
because it's like we can't color within the lines all by ourselves.
Well.
Yeah.
The Voting Rights Act, that clause in the Voting Rights Act is the most offensive one of the most offensive pieces of legislation in U.S. history.
And I tell
you. Because it is, and when I say offensive, I know that is an overused term. It is offensive to the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah. And what's interesting is, you know, the Voting Rights Act was about to run out, and they extended it. And the president was George 43 Bush. Who extended it?
Well,
so.
But again, you can't. You know, if you're the president, if it passes,
mm-hmm.
what are you gonna do? You gonna veto it? Right. You gonna be that guy?
And Perry pretty much said as much over the weekend, going, you know, with friends like that, who needs enemies? But as Texas changes, and again, what's interesting is why can't we talk about the people who vote, not the people who live someplace? Because we end up, I mean, if we had a 45% voter turnout, that'd be stupendous. That would be front page news. And we don't.
Not close.
But what they do is they draw the lines based on where the people live. And actually, so you understand, at least as far as Texas is concerned, it's about Hispanics as far as minorities are concerned. But what they are doing is they are basically now trying to call this a coalition map, which means if you're anybody other than a white guy, quite honestly, then you're a group who needs to have your voice heard. And that's where, once you go slogging into this thing, how you're going to draw these maps up. And again, wouldn't it be nice if we could just put graph paper down and just do it that way? But we can't, because we have politicians, and so we gerrymander. And we have to do things that look like, I don't know, antlers to come up with congressional districts. And we live in one, as a matter of fact. And matter of fact, the second Texas House district that Brazos County is going to be a part of looks as much like an antler as anything else, because it curves around and it's skinny in some places and wider in others. And that is all about politics, after all. Now, switching to nationals, if you guys have anything else to say. But anyway, go on to the nationals.
No. You said gerrymander, and that's one of my favorite all-time words.
It is.
Words.
It's a great word.
Yeah.
Let's say that you're...
He was a great boxer.
Yeah.
Let's say that you're a...
He was a bleeder, though.
Yeah, he was. Say that you're a former governor of a northeastern state.
Mm-hmm. Are you running for president?
Yeah, and running for president again.
You got good hair?
Yeah, you got, a little gray at the temples.
Yeah.
And...
Do people have a problem with your religion?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? It's a religion. Oh, okay. Anyway, they... Hey, I'm not the first to say it. So he's doing pretty well, and he's campaigning in an adjacent state that's holding its primary today, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Could you open your mouth and insert your foot any better than this quote yesterday?
It also means that if you don't like what they do, you can fire them. I like being able to fire people who provide services to me.
Do you hear the uncomfortable laughter there?
Oh, yeah. Mercy. And then his follow-up.
A weem away, a weem away.
At some point, his filter just dropped away once again.
Well, he heard what came out of his mouth, and he immediately, it sounds like he starts trying to rephrase it.
Mitt Romney.
You can fire them. I like being able to fire people who provide services to me.
Exactly. Now, yes, he said that, but what he actually said was, I like to be able to fire people who provide services to me. If somebody doesn't give me the good service I need, I'm going to get somebody else to provide that service to me. I think everybody likes that, but ain't going to be the quote.
Yeah, yeah. Guess what's going to end up in a campaign commercial at some point?
Oh, yeah, because those were very unfortunate pauses before and after. You can edit that real easily.
They could, yeah.
He just didn't.
Huh?
He phrased it real incorrectly.
Do what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not as bad as the three that I'd get rid of, but it's not,
but
not
it,
too good.
It's on par. It's on an elitist par with, I'll bet you $10,000.
Sure it is. Well, that and there's a, let me see if I can find this other quote, which another one that is, I'm not sure. Maybe he had brain freeze. And I understand he has to say a lot of words and he has to do it day after day after day after day. But sometimes, okay, he said when campaigning in South Carolina yesterday, Rick Perry slams him. Because he talked about, you know, I can remember a time when I had to worry about a pink slip. I mean, that is really what Mitt Romney said. So, of course, Perry goes on the attack there because he says, quote, I know what it's, this is what he said. I know what it's like worrying about whether or not you're going to get fired. There are times when I wondered whether I was going to get a pink slip. Perry says, I have no doubt that Mitt Romney was worried about pink slips, whether he was going to have enough of them to hand out because of his company, Bain Capital, with all the jobs that they killed. I'm sure he was worried he would run out of pink slips. So, I mean, two absolute brain locks in one day for Romney. And don't know how to explain it. I mean,
you got double-digit lead. Just hush up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Go to South Carolina and just, you know.
He's a millionaire many times over. Don't be saying pink slip to somebody who might lose their job.
And don't bet $10,000.
No.
Not in this economy.
On anything. But anyway.
That's
so.
Right. And don't talk about firing the help. Yeah, well, there you go.
And I know, I'm sorry, we forgot to call him to make sure he was listening, because I know he wanted our input on this.
Well, I'm sure he's probably gotten the input already.
I would think so. 648.
That wife probably told him.
Yeah.
So.